Come and get it. Pancakes ready. Get them while they're hot. You can sit in your dad's chair and start in on his stack. He left a note that he took off the golf. I'm ahead of you. I already got the note.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Sit down. Galley closes in half an hour.
What's up? Cook going ashore?
Cook. The cook's also the dishwasher, the iron, and the vacuum cleaner, and the gardener. There ain't enough bells on the ship's clock to squeeze in all that work.
Hi, everybody.
Howdy.
Where are you going all dressed up? To a dance or something?
Maybe he's going to get married.
Oh, no, he's already spent this week's allowance.
I'm going out to the Bryant Park racetrack.
The racetrack? You going to the racetrack?
Yep. I've got a date out there this morning with a girl. She just moved into town. She's something else.
What is she doing hanging around a racetrack?
Well, Anita's grandfather owns and trains racehorses.
A trainer? You know somebody on the inside at the track?
Well, I guess I'll meet her grandfather while I'm out there.
I'm going with you. This is the chance of a lifetime.
Charlie, I thought you said there weren't enough bells on the ship's clock to...
Are you kidding? This is my first chance to meet a real trainer. He knows which horses are ready, which horses are stiffs. Rob, get that girl on the phone and have her leave an extra gate pass.
I don't know, Uncle Charlie. It's kind of tough to get in when the trainers are working their horses. Anita had trouble getting me a pass.
Tell them you're underage and I have to accompany you.
.104 even. That's terrible. Oh, she sure misses Cosmo. She just doesn't have the same old speed without him.
Okay, Johnny, take her in.
She just hung like a blanket all the way.
Well, I know we need the money, but I think we better scratch her from the stake. She's just way off her feet.
Well, I guess we'll have to, Grandpa.
Hi, Ada.
Oh, hi, Robbie.
Hi.
Robbie, this is my grandfather, Colonel Parker. This is Robbie Douglas.
Glad to know you, son.
How do you do, sir? This is my great-uncle, Mr. O'Casey.
Hiya, Colonel.
How are you, Mr. O'Casey?
Robbie and I met in chemistry class, so I invited him out to look around.
Gee, it's really nice out here, like a park.
Afraid you just missed leading lady's workout. She just ran 5 furlongs.
Oh, no, we watched her. She's a very pretty horse.
Oh, she's good leather, all right. You should have seen her last year. Why, she'd have breezed in 101.
A little disappointed because she ran 5 slow furlongs.
Holding her back, huh? Pretty smart. You make believe she saw or something, and then wham!
No, Robbie. Stable secrets are part of the game. Now, Mr. O'Casey, the boy took that filly all out. Had to carry her the last 16th, or she wouldn't even run 104.
104?
I don't know what that means.
That means you're looking at a very worried trainer.
Come on, Robbie. I'll show you the stable.
Anita, I've never been inside a racetrack before. It's pretty exciting. Tell me, is leading lady a favorite or a long shot?
Favorite or a long shot? Robbie, don't you know anything about horses?
Well, I worked one whole summer as a ticket taker on a merry-go-round. Uncle Charlie follows the horses just like Bub used to.
Your Uncle Charlie and Grandpa seem to be getting along fine.
Yeah.
The nag does look kind of beat. But I'd be dragging my anchor if I ran 5 furlongs.
Why, she used to go a mile and never even break out in the lather. Well, she just hasn't got it anymore.
What's her trouble? Bum legs?
No, her rabbit ran away.
Her what ran away?
Her rabbit. Cosmo. He was her mascot. You know, thoroughbreds are high-strung, nervous athletes. Oh, she has her whims and her fancies that you have to cater to. Now, you take C Charger there. That's his hen. Long as that hen's around, my C Charger's ready. Now, there's Brandywine.
That tin can chewer is Brandywine's mascot?
Well, horses are just like people. If they like anything, even a rabbit, why, it pays to have the rabbit around.
Pretty square, huh?
Yeah, but you ought to hear the Bobby Erickson record where he does the vocal. It really sings up a storm.
You like Bobby Erickson?
Oh, there's this one part where he just sends chills up and down my back.
I bet you it's this next part coming up.
I give you my word, and my word is good.
Looks like you're on the spot.
Yeah, big race comes up next Saturday.
Hey, look at that.
Lady, lady.
Maybe her rabbit came back.
I hope he did. Cosmo! Cosmo! I don't see him any place.
I can count on you. I just won't be blue.
Well, I wonder. Could it be? Hey, hold it a minute, son.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't know it bothered the horses.
Robbie, come here. I got an idea.
Yeah?
Now, Robbie, you sing that song again, but this time, don't sing it to Anita. Sing it to Leading Lady.
No, you're kidding.
Come on, Robbie. I'm sure Grandpa's serious.
Yeah, I'm serious.
I give you my word, and my word is good. I'll do everything that every lover should.
Honey, I think we got another Cosmo.
Robbie, Leading Lady loves your singing.
Robbie, if she likes you the way I think she does, why, we're going to have another winner.
Robbie, I'm sure of it. All you have to do is sing to her sincerely and she'll win the race.
Well, Anita, I don't know. I mean...
Oh, please, Robbie.
Now, here, son, now, don't talk anymore. Now, you just save that golden throat of yours for old Leading Lady here. Yeah, just nod your head.
Charlie, you heard him, Robbie. You can do anything that Cosmo can do. Yeah, come on.
Robbie, this workout proves it. With you for her rabbit, well, she can't lose.
Robbie, this is the chance of a lifetime. You could come out right after school, do your homework here, sleep in the stall.
Robbie, I don't think you realize how much this means to us. Well, to me.
Well, you're a miracle, man. You're better than the rabbit.
You really think she did it for me?
Well, boy, I'm going to make you a business proposition, Robbie, and we're in business right now.
Well, I better think that over, sir.
Oh, please, Robbie.
Well, will my friends have to know that I'm replacing a rabbit?
No, we'll just say that you're working for us as a groom.
Okay.
Robbie, you'll have to go all the way out. Now, if there's any doubt in your mind, why, tell me right now.
I give you my word, sir.
The deal.
Hi.
Oh, hi. We finished dinner a half hour ago, you know. Don't you racetrack characters eat?
Oh, Dad, I don't care anything about races. I'm just doing this to help Anita.
Oh. I think Anita's a girl, Dad. Robbie isn't in love with a horse after all. Oh. Now, what did you mean by that?
Nothing, Rob.
My brother the rabbit. Well, now, how did you find out?
There's got to be only one way. Uncle Charlie! Uncle
don't
Charlie!
Don't blame me. They promised they wouldn't say a word.
Rob, I think it's really a compliment. I mean, that a horse would like your singing. I guess we just haven't appreciated you around here.
You know, it happens every time. A guy tries to help somebody out, and all he gets is the needle.
Hey, Rob, how's the horse lullaby business?
All right, just keep on ribbing me. But I gave my word I'd see this thing through, and I will.
Well, that's very admirable. Rob, this does sound a little silly, though.
Let him laugh. I left dinner in the oven for you. I got a date at a meeting. See you later.
Thanks, Uncle Charlie.
See you, Johnny. Rob, tell us... How did you get hooked into this singing to a horse?
Well, what's the difference? I said I'm going to do it, and so I'm going to do it. Horse laughs or no horse laughs.
Robbie.
Hi, Anita. Say, how about a hamburger and some fries?
What are you doing here?
I'm inviting you for a hamburger and some fries.
Well, you can't leave Lady alone. Get back to her.
It's okay, okay. Give me time to tune up.
Daytime, nighttime, anytime.
Jason, I hear she had a great workout. 58 change. You know, that's quite an improvement. How do you explain it?
Oh, you know how it is with a class horse bird. That she was off her feed for a while, but, oh, she's in good shape now. I've been bringing her up to the race.
I heard about a rabbit, Cosmo, running away.
When we're far apart, I hope I...
Hey, kid. Mind? I'd like to talk to Mr. Parker.
Yeah, you can practice after a while, Robbie. Bert, this is a... Robbie Douglas, he's a new groom around here. This is Bert Henderson. He's the top handicapper on the Morning Globe.
Oh, how do you do?
Hi. The leading lady's really in great shape. I think she's got a good shot at the money.
Mr. Henderson, you could bet on it. As long as we've got Robbie.
What's he got to do with it?
Haven't you heard about our singing mascot? Why, he makes Cosmo look like a stuffed monkey.
You mean this kid sings to leading lady?
That's right.
And that's why... Wow, what a story. Human mascot.
Well, now, wait a minute, Mr. Henderson.
You can't print that, Bert. Robbie's just doing it as a favor for Anita and me.
Sorry, Jason. I couldn't possibly pass up a story like this. I'm going to get a great picture of the kid with the chicken and the goat and all the other mascots. I'm going to have a photographer up here in a hurry.
Photographer?
You bet. You know, I've been writing racetrack copy for 20 years, kid. This is the first time I've ever seen a human mascot. Excuse me, Jason. I'm going to get to the pond.
I'm sorry, Robbie.
Colonel, the deal's off. If this gets out, I'd be laughed right out of school.
Robbie?
Mr. Parker, I'm sorry. I thought Robbie would like his picture in a paper.
Where's Robbie going?
Home. And there goes the Deb Stakes. I know he's gone, lady. If I could sing, I would.
Robbie?
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
It's 1 o'clock. Why aren't you out at the track?
I quit.
You quit?
I'm not going to have the whole town laughing at me.
Laughing?
They were going to put it in the paper. My picture and everything. Can you hear the guys at school? Robbie the rabbit.
But Robbie, without a mascot, leading lady's going to lose. A lot of people will get hurt.
Well, who, for instance?
A lot of people bet on these races, you know. Bet everything, even porn things. Like their wristwatches and brushes and antique pistols.
What kind of people would do that?
Uh-oh, there's Mother. Robbie, please.
Uncle Charlie, why should I? Why should I go out and make a fool out of myself? I'm no replacement for Cosmo the rabbit. Not all over town, at least.
Okay. I guess I understand. I just hope Molly does. Those guns I brought him may be loaded.
Hey, Rob?
Yeah?
Do you think that horse job is still open?
I guess so. Why?
Well, I like horses, and Ernie can sing pretty good.
Well, if I hear they're holding auditions, I'll let you know.
Hi.
Hi, Dad. Did you hear about Robbie quitting his horse job?
Yeah, I just bumped into Charlie on the way, and he seems a little upset about it.
Why should he be shook up?
Well, I guess it's the first time he ever had any inside information on a horse, and he was kind of excited about it.
Yeah, he was so excited, he even forgot to put on his watch before he went to the track. Well, I gotta go find Ernie. See you later.
I'll see you, Chip. Rob, what time are they running the big race out at the track?
4:30. Why?
Well, I just thought it'd be fun to go out and see how your horse does. But under the circumstances, I imagine you'd rather stay away from the track, huh?
Dad, you understand why I quit, don't you?
Oh, sure, sure. Mr. Parker wasn't paying any salary or anything, was he?
Not a cent.
Well, then I don't suppose anybody could say you had an obligation.
Right.
I thought the whole thing was pretty silly anyway.
Well, yeah, except the horse was a loser, and with me around, she was a winner. They made such a big deal of it, I said I'd stick with it.
Well, nobody can sue you for changing your mind.
Well, that's right. There was no money, no written contract.
No, you just gave your word. And I don't suppose anybody can expect you to keep your word to do a ridiculous thing like that.
Dad, I get the feeling that you're agreeing with me just to convince me that I'm wrong.
Oh?
It was ridiculous, wasn't it?
Yeah, I said it was, didn't I?
Lady, look. Look what we brought you. Come on, lady. Come on. Look at the cute little thing. It's no use, Grandpa. She just doesn't like raccoons.
Well, she loves Robbie singing, and nothing else will do.
Can we try it now, Parker?
Well, if you hurry, because I got a scratcher right away.
Come on, Mother.
Run! The camp down, lady, sing this song. Do-da, do-da. The camp down, racetrack, 9 miles long. Do-da-da.
Nothing.
Can we try an encore?
Yeah, how about the Wabash Cannonball?
Yeah.
Gentlemen, please take all horses for the debutante stakes to the receiving barn.
Well, how about it, Anita? Shall we scratch her?
No, Grandpa, we paid the nomination fee. And besides, Lady might get a third or a fourth with a little bit of racing luck.
All right, she's in.
Well, if you don't mind, I'd rather not watch the race. I'll meet you at the paddock. Robbie, what are you doing here?
Where's leading lady? I'm going to sing to her. I gave my word and nothing else matters. Just because Cosmo's a fink doesn't give me an out.
It's just a few minutes before post time. She's out on the track for the post parade. Couldn't hear you. Unless... Oh, it's our only chance.
What are you going
to
do?
Come on, let's go to the infield.
The flag is up. There they go. Lady Lady was on the plate.
Come on, lady.
At the start, it is...
Come on, come on.
Top, followed by Emerald.
Come on, lady.
Sweet Boy, Glory Hand, Ocean's Blue, they begin.
Come on.
And around the vacation. And Lady Lady Trev.
She's either a quarter of a mile behind or three quarters ahead. Take your choice.
Lady, pick it up, lady, pick it up.
Heading for the far turn. It is Glory Anne by one length.
Boy, not a minute too soon.
Susie's Delight, Baby Gone, Emerald Hills, Ocean's Blue on the right. Lady, lady, three.
Well, where's leading lady?
Oh, she's way behind.
Daytime, nighttime, anytime.
Boy, look at her go.
Oh, keep singing.
You can count on me. Just wait and see.
Sweet Boy is on the inside. And there goes leading lady on the extreme outside.
Hey, he's moving up.
Yes, it's
he's
Laurie
moving
Anne
up. Lady! Oh, where?
Leading lady is moving up fast.
Without her, I couldn't have done it.
the racetrack. Our answer to Cosmo the Singing Rabbit.
Don't knock it, Buster. I've got Anita dated clear through till Easter vacation.
Well, Bob, I'd like to shake your hand.
What do you want to do that for? You've met each other.
I want to shake the hand of a man with a $25,000 handshake. You know, I think this calls for some kind of a celebration.
Yeah.
Why don't we go and tell Charlie that he's taking us all out to dinner? I understand he's come into quite a chunk of money.
All right.